entering a judgment-free zone. Oh, no, that's not true.
There will be some judging.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star Winner 2.5.
In just the past 2 weeks, I've seen on Instagram and things like that, my friends have caught a couple mice.
With their hands?
Yeah, with their hands, and a bird. Hmm. And I'm very impressed. My other friends that comment back, they don't seem very impressed. They're like, yeah, whatever. But I've never caught an animal with my hands.
No, with my hands, but, you know, I had a mold problem. Remember when I was in Beaverdale and I had that mold problem? Mm-hmm.
Did you actually ever touch one?
No, right, I trapped it. What? It doesn't... You gotta touch it?
Yeah, they're catching it with their bare hands. Like, the mouse ran, I grabbed it. Ah, I grabbed the mouse. Yes, caught the bird. Like,
what kind of Karate Kid moves are those?
I think some people, I don't think it's that uncommon. 280-1025, what animal did you catch with your bare hands? My mom tells a story. She was sick of my brother when we were kids, and she told him to go outside and catch a bird. Pretty soon here he came with one.
What? How?
Lucy brought me, I don't remember, years ago when she was little, she brought me something and she had this big smile on her face and she's like, look, Daddy, and she's bringing it in, her hands are cupped, and then she opens it up and just as she's opening it, it moves. She freaks out completely.
It's alive.
She started crying and screaming.
I can't even.
But she caught whatever it was. I remember going, wow.
It was.
I don't remember what it was anymore. Uh-huh. I don't know why I'm blanking, but it was. I remember thinking, wow, that was pretty impressive.
Mm-hmm.
That you caught that.
That maybe like a frog or a turtle. Or
I haven't even caught a frog.
I think it was a frog. Now that you mention it,
we were vacationing together with some friends, and there were some frogs in the area. And my kids and their kids, they came back with 15. We had to go get water bottles to put all the frogs they were catching in there.
Yeah,
you know why I catch a frog,
and I barely touched a frog and went, oh, it's slimy. I can't even catch a frog.
I've never caught
a
frog.
They scare me.
Because at some point when I was a child, some adult told me not to play with frogs because you'll get warts on your hands.
Her name was your mother.
This day,
okay?
I can't get past
it. She was your mom.
Well, that's likely.
She filled your head with all sorts of kooky nonsense.
It really wasn't until into adulthood that I was told that's actually not true.
Yeah. You say this to us as though we're surprised. You know how many things we've had to tell you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Toilet seats, all of it.
Uh-huh.
That you believed.
Lots of things here. You're not curing athlete's foot that way either.
No, I think you can.
No, stop it.
280-1025. So you caught one animal with your bare hand. Or someone you know. Yeah? Impressed? Kathy?
Well, my family moved to Oklahoma for a few years, and we were used to living in Iowa and catching garter snakes.
Yeah.
And we were out wandering around and seeing these little snakes, and we picked them up and put them in a bucket. When my mom and dad got home, we said, look what we caught. And my dad's going, did anybody get bit? Did anybody get bit? They were baby diamondbacks.
Oh, no.
Yes.
No.
Yes, now I am terrified of snakes.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, my gosh.
Luckily, nobody got bit.
No one was bit. That's funny.
This is why I could never even catch a garter snake, because I think every snake I see is a cobra.
Right.
I think they're anacondas now.
Yes.
Yeah, I really didn't know the difference. I don't know.
We didn't. Yeah. You know, you're out in your yard and there's snakes. They're garter snakes, right?
Right.
Yeah. Not in Oklahoma.
Right.
Thank you, Kathy. You take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So, Terry, it was your mom that caught the animal.
Yes, it was.
And so what happened? Yeah.
I was afraid of snakes, and there was a snake outside, and I was freaking out, so she picked it up and moved it away. And it was about a half hour later, we were back inside the house, and she pulled it out of her front pocket and proceeded to chase me around the house with it.
What?
That motherly instinct.
Yes.
I mean, good.
Oh, Lord. Man.
Could you imagine if a dad did that?
Right.
Kids are being taken away.
What'd you want about your dad? I'm sorry.
He absolutely would do that.
He would. Well, then they were perfect for each other.
Yes. And you only needed a little bit of therapy. It's all fine. It's all fine.
Oh, yeah. 20 years. I'm going to send in the bill at some point.
Yeah. No kidding. Thanks, Terry. Take care.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning. Star, Winner 2.5.